Hi guys, my name is Bodine Thompson. I'm 31 years of age. I've been playing rugby league ever since I was 17. I started, or 16, sorry, I started. I grew up in New Zealand, a little town called Tauranga, 2.5 hours down the east coast from Auckland. Just a little town. There's not very much rugby league there. In fact, like, there's a big rugby union culture. Played rugby union and stuff, but wasn't really interested in that kind of aspect of the game, really. It was, I don't know, it was a bit too slow for me anyway. Didn't really do much schooling. Grew up with just my dad and a couple of brothers and sisters, but they were mainly out. To be honest, I didn't really go to school much at all. Got suspended and expelled through every school I went to in New Zealand, right up until I was 15. And then I got sent to Australia, got into some trouble, and I got sent away pretty much. So I was kind of looking for a new leaf in life, and went over to the Gold Coast, got sent over to an auntie who I'd never met before, auntie and uncle, dad, sister. And pretty much the whip got cracked right then and there, as she was a very staunch, hard lady. Had me up early in the morning, 6 a.m. most mornings, doing the dishes, making my bed, and then sending me off to work as a scaffolder with my uncle at age 16. So no school background really up until that. Couldn't read at all, pretty much. Struggled to write. That's all I knew, really. So all I knew was physical activity from being growing up with my dad in the bush and fishing and that kind of stuff. So I didn't know anything really, anything to do with school. But I was very blessed. I went with my auntie. She lived next to a suburb, it was called like Southport, Labrador. And I was right next to a school called Kibra Park. So I was blessed enough to just, I don't know how I got into the school, but normally you need to get a scholarship to go there or picked out. I was one of probably about 55 boys in the elite academy going for this, you know, trying to make the first rugby league team. And I didn't play rugby league, so I had no idea. Anyway, I was one out of 17. I made it onto the bench of the Kiwi Park High school team, and there was 16 other players that had all had scholarships. So that was my little story. Anyway, started going to school there, and one of the criteria was I had to pass 2 years that I had left the school. I had to pass both years. So if your grades went up, I guess the coach or the head of performance in sport, he used to come ask questions and, you know, make sure that you were at every class and whatnot. But I was fortunate because I had a lot of understanding teachers there who seen my struggle with, you know, reading, writing and curriculum and all that kind of stuff. And they really helped me out. And I got through those 2 years, and I was real thankful for that. And it kind of put me on a little bit of a path to fire out, because I never thought I could read and write and that kind of stuff. Anyway, that was the journey of my first journey of, you know, trying to learn like curriculum kind of stuff, learning to read and write and all that kind of stuff. Having the confidence, the worst thing I could even think about was me talking to people or standing up in front of a stage or trying to read something that I had written. I used to get flustered and really hot. So that was the first stepping stone. Anyway, signed with the Gold Coast Titans, played under 20s that year, and the next year, I gained heaps of weight after school. Got up to about 100, and I think it was about 128 kgs, 127 kgs. And I was playing just local footy on the Gold Coast. And never, like, I got an offer to go to West Tigers, but I didn't go because I wanted to stay with my family on the Gold Coast, as they had just moved over in the second year, my mum. But I was putting on weight. I was drinking all the time. I wasn't, like, doing things that needed to be done to achieve the footy goals, you know, that I had to overcome. Anyway, I quit drinking that next year. I got a shot at the end of the year. I was playing for Burley Bears. I was 19 or 20, playing for Burley Bears in the Q Cup. And I got a shot from for a preseason with the NRL. This guy, Billy Johnson, was there. He was a trainer. And I remember him coming up to me, and he used to whisper bad things in my ear. And, you know, but I don't know, it was something... Something kept me in that year and ended up getting the contract, and I lost 20-something kgs, and I ended up debuting the next year. It was against the Knights, round 9, I think it was, in Newcastle 2009, and I was 97 kgs. I had lost a lot of weight and debuted at prop at 97 kgs. So that was a journey. Anyway, those first 3 or 4 years, I reckon I really took for granted, especially with the curriculum side of things. I'd achieved this goal of making it to the NRL, but my vision was not blurred at all. I had a strong vision to make sure that I was going to be heard in the game and made sure that I was going to stamp, making sure I was a starting player every week and week out. So that was my goal, and nothing was going to get in the way of it. But in saying that, coming out of school, I kind of lost the way, and I wish I probably started a bit earlier, but I'm glad that I did do what I did, because along the way I did pick up things like reading and writing and self-confidence and all that kind of thing. Just reading, like, I never used to tell people this, but reading my playbooks, or when you get a sheet, everyone I use will know, but when you get a sheet from the coach each week about plays, Maloney's going to do this, Tomalolo's going to do a left foot step, a right foot step, or whatever like that. That's kind of how I learned to read and write, is because they used to give these things and I used to read them, and I used to go home and I'd ask my little brother, what does this say? And then he'd tell me, and then I'd like learn it like that. And because I had no idea, eh? I was struggled with words and stuff like that. So that was kind of how I learned, coming through the years, but not many people knew that. And then also the NRL, they'd send us to training camps to, have you stand in front of a mic and do all this kind of stuff. Anyway, I just like progressively got confident, more confident, more confident. And then went to West Tigers, had two good years down there, and actually started a program to do this kind of stuff, and got through most of it. But then I lost track at the end of the way, and I ended up getting picked for the New Zealand team, and I went away for the New Zealand team and didn't end up finishing the course, which I was pretty gutted about, but things happen. Anyway, went to New Zealand Warriors for 3 years, was over there, loved it. I'd done a lot of volunteer work, like firefighting, and also just, I was pretty hands-on. So like to do hands-on as in, I'm like a people person, so I can go talk to anyone and a bit of a sponge, and I like interacting with people. And that's kind of me. But there's always been an urge in me that, it's been like, bro, you need to step outside of your comfort zone and go attack something that is, is a bit different and something that, you might need. Or because I struggled in those middle years, I didn't really know what you want to do, because you don't really know. But that's okay. You don't have to know. Nobody knows what they want to do. Some people know what they want to do, but some people don't, and that's all right, because you never know what tomorrow will hold. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do after football, but I know that there becomes a time where you have to step outside your comfort zone and step into these, they may seem difficult, but they're just tasks at hand. And I always refer back to when I made my sacrifice to stop drinking at age 19, when I was 127 kgs, like back to putting that work into the bookwork, because these things matter after footy. You gotta have your grades and your degrees and that kind of stuff, because and now day and age, you need that kind of stuff as well as the experience and the confidence and stuff like that too. So came over to England, played for Leeds Centurions and Warrington Wolves for a year over here. And then one of the NRL guys, Tom Simons, came over and told me he had an education grant that could be used. So I got in contact with Leon and at One Wellbeing and hit him up for, to see what could be done, because I wanted to step, into that unfamiliar and uncomfortable zone again of studying and doing something out of my comfort zone and something that's going to be for my future. I don't even know. I might not even do that, something like this, but I think one of the main aspects is that you're putting yourself in that uncomfortable position, trying to better yourself or getting that personal growth, because I've only just started to realize these last couple of years that, as human beings, I think just growth, forever growing and learning is key, I think. Yeah, so I highly recommend you do something early if you want, But it's up to you what you do. But yeah, I never had a vision early because I never knew study, and I always shied away from it because I didn't go to school and everything, and I was scared. Like when I'd get to read a piece of paper in front of a teacher, I'd go all red and I'd get a hot head and stuff. So that's why I shied away from it. But as I got older, I got more control of my emotions and my hot-headed temper and stuff like that, that I can hold things in and try and nab away at them. Even now, I still struggle. Like, I've got homework and I still struggle. But, you know, today I made a conscious decision. I didn't want to do it because I trained twice today and been out a couple of times and I was tired. But a little word of advice from my partner. And so we jumped up and I jammed out an hour and a half of homework and got one module done. So these are the things that, you know, they're important after footy. And
So if you're a player that's just 21 to 25, or just come into NRL, and you're playing consistent NRL and not kind of doing anything, my advice would be maybe just put the feelers out and just see what's out there. You know, you can reach out to anyone. I know at the clubs they have people you can reach out to. So just reach out, see what's out there first. I guess just like, for me, it was a fear factor of getting out there. So I think just putting your feelers out there and overcoming that first initial stage, just see, you might be good at something. You know, if you're saying, oh, I'm not going to use that, you never know. I guess when you do a course or something else, it might lead to something else. So there's aspects in this course that I'm doing now that I look at it and I think, oh, that's cool. Like the nutrition side of things. And this course is like, it leads to different paths. So I guess just getting started and reaching out and seeing what's out there is probably the best advice I can give. Yeah, so if you're a young person that hasn't kind of, you're trying to crack the NRL, you're just on the fringes at the moment, my advice would be, definitely try and get something under your belt. And again, I think it's crucial just to reach out and see what, interests you. And just reach out, see what's out there, see what courses are out there. And if you like training, if you like whatever, there's a lot of things that you can do out there at the moment. I know there was a young guy at the Warriors, when I was at the New Zealand Warriors, Saliva Havili. He's actually an orthopedic. So he's qualified, he'd been to university and done all that kind of stuff by the time he was age 25, I think. And I don't know if he even likes it because he never talks about it. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that after footy, or if he decides to stop playing, he's got something that he can fall back on. And I think it's crucial, especially with our culture as Pacific Islanders, Maldives, all of the islands, Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, all of the islands, I think it's crucial that you get learning as, because our culture has always been that culture where we've never been that staunch person at the top, We've always been the people that, with the workers and whatnot. But I think it's important to really get your education in early. But again, key just to what you want to do. So just lean towards, reach out and see what's out there. When I first started thinking about life after footy, I think it was around 24, 25. When I started seeing guys retire that I looked up to and I started playing with, like Matt Rogers and Bailey and all these guys, Brad Myers and stuff like that. And I started seeing these guys retiring and I was like, oh man, that's cool. Like, they retired and stuff, they're going to do their own thing and whatnot. And then I kind of just thought, I wonder what I'll do when I retire, because obviously I've never done anything when I was younger on the curriculum side. So I started thinking about it then, obviously started a course, doing this kind of stuff and had the intention of finishing it, but didn't. But I think it was around then that I started doing it. And then when I went to New Zealand, I started tapping into, because I love firefighting as well. Like I was saying, like everyone's different and you have different kind of things like you want to reach into. So I done volunteer firefighting. I got that done over in New Zealand. And I really, really, really enjoyed that. I think still to now, to this day, that can be a path that I want to take, because it's just something that I love doing. I'm a very hands-on person and whatnot. But then, yeah, that's when I really started thinking about it. And then in New Zealand, I was tapping into it a little bit. And then I come over here. And then obviously this year, I'm tapping into this course as well. But I guess just from 25 to then is when I really started thinking about it, putting things in motion, and you know, I started putting my hand up and you know, to be leaders in your club. That was another thing. When I went to West Tigers, I think I put into the leader group, and that was one of the main things. Like us Islander boys, some of us can be shy to step into the limelight and step into the leadership role, and you know, make sure our voices are heard. And that's one thing that I've, right up until about 25, I was really, really shy about doing, but I shouldn't have been. And it took me till then, and even now today, I'm strong. Like I'll go down swinging no matter what. That's one another little advice I could give as well, is just to make sure that you know, when you get those roles, step into those roles, because those, being that, you know, so you stepping into a leadership role at a club, even if it's the under 20s or if it's an emerging leader group or whatever, you're stepping out of your comfort zone of being our like, you know, Pacific Islander nature, Māori nature, of being humble and not talking and being spoken to when you're spoken to and stuff like that. But taking that step into the leader's kind of role, if asked, and you know, if you know, promote yourself for that role if you want, and if you're confident, that's the first step, I think. And that's probably what helped me step into putting my hand forward to go for courses like this and doing those kind of things. So just stepping into that uncomfortable zone, I think. Yeah, so I think studying and doing like things away from sport is key. I think these days a lot of, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the NRL and Super League and stuff these days, where the only sole focus is on performance each week, and you know, it's ruthless at the moment with the high demand, and the, you know, there's so much expectation and from each player, each team, coaches, and high demand, you know. So I think getting away from footy is key. I only realized that when I was about 25, because I used to focus solely on football, and if, you know, if things didn't go right, well then I didn't know what to do. But I think when I moved back to New Zealand, I found happiness in getting away from footy was like getting into the nature, working, and just getting in touch with things that interest you and calm you as a person. And this was, studying was always a fear to me. So I think attacking fear is probably the mindset that I try to take nowadays, because you know, I'm trying to grow as a person, and attacking that fear, I think, is the only way. So I think key is making sure that you're not sole focusing on football, and making sure you're doing something outside of football. So whether it's going to do volunteering for something, doing something in the community, if you want to go to university, if you want to just do a little course, if you want to do whatever, a barbering course, a fitness course, anything, you know, anything you want to do that just gets your mind off it for 1 hour, 1 hour every 2 days or 3 days or whatever, it helps, I reckon, because you know, you can get caught up with thinking about footy too much. I was scared, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say I was scared, and I used to think about it now and again. But I think it's one of those things where I put so much effort into it the first 5 years because I knew nothing else, and I just found this newfound love of rugby league. And I was, when I hit 25, I was thinking like, oh, flip, like, you know, what am I going to do? And that's when I guess I started putting things in motion and whatnot. But then as I got older, you kind of realize that at the end of the day, footy is just a game. It's not going to define me. It's not going to define you. It's not going to define anybody in this world. At the end of the day, it's just a game. It's a journey of our life that obviously I'm very blessed to have the opportunity to play this sport. But at the end of the day, it doesn't define me as a person. So at this time and point, I'm not scared of retirement. And I'm very grateful and humbled by what everything football has given to me. And if I was to retire this year, I'd go on and do whatever was in my way, you know. But then if I play for another couple of years, I play for another couple of years. It's all good. So at the moment, I'm not scared, but I just think that attacking that fear, so that's the fear that I was talking about, you know, that fear, I think, can overcome you sometimes, but don't be scared of the fear. I think attacking that fear and putting things in motion and just having confidence and, you know, putting your feelers out there, and just doing whatever you need to get what you want, you know, and you're just defining your purpose, I think, is the key. If I had to retire tomorrow, I'd probably want to go straight into firefighting. I don't think that'll be a reality though, straight away, as it takes a long time for, you know, it's a long process in saying that. So that would be my ideal world, but probably just a little business venture. You know, there's my missus is a professional dancer, and she's always inspired to open up like dance studios and stuff like that. And then with doing this course, she's got a massive following on social media and stuff. So her promotion's big, and we've been together for 5 years, and we've talked about, you know, possibly being a fitness instructor / dance studio with her massive following worldwide, global, you know, and me playing in the NRL and having the sports following and stuff like that, possibly something like that. So that's something that we've always looked at. And, you know, we're grateful that we saved a little bit of money to try and get into that kind of thing, you know. And then obviously you can always step into or use this course for something down the line if you need it. But yeah, obviously firefighting straight away, because I like that hands-on kind of doing work and the pressure of your mates relying on you in high demand and high pressure situations is something that I really, you know, like to do. Even task force and army and stuff like that, like high pressure situations where you have to make the right decision under immense pressure is really like what I aim for in doing. So that kind of line of work has always been a bit of a shine to me. If I was to give myself advice when I was 21, wow. I was a bit lost when I was 21, I think, and just lost in the way of, like, I didn't really know what purpose was in life. And I think it was just, I reckon, attack fear earlier. So that's the only advice I could probably give myself, is it probably took me to about 25 to realize, man, like, you know, I gotta attack these fears of not learning any reading and writing and computer work and all that kind of stuff. Like, sooner or later the world's evolving, and I'm not going to get left behind, but probably just to attack the fears that I had earlier. So, you know, just attack those curriculums or whatever it was that I was scared of, attack them earlier. Why have I liked the course so far? I think it's I like the one-on-one, I like the video calling and the hands-on with your tutor kind of thing, because for me, as a Pacific Islander and struggling to read and write and stuff growing up, when I see something on paper, sometimes it comes across different to what I'm thinking. And then when I can get it, you know, explained to me in a different manner, then it makes more sense to me. And if you physically show me something, I understand that better than if somebody tells me something. So if someone can say, oh, this is how you do that. Oh, yeah, sweet, I can do that easy. If you say, oh, this is how you do a Romanian backwards deadlift, I don't know what that is, so, you know, that kind of thing. So physically seeing somebody and doing that is one of the best parts of understanding and getting the clear thing for me. I don't think there's enough push in all sports probably at the moment in education, and I think this will be up there with, you know, the top in Australia and pushing those sports people to get something, because, you know, it's massive that you get something under your belt before you leave, because, you know, you don't want to leave without anything. You want to have that knowledge, that confidence, that wealth in your mind, not in your pocket. You want to have that wealth in your mind that you've learned something, and, you know, you can go out into the world and do whatever you want with with confidence. The reason why I recommend this course is because, you know, it's everyone at the team is real hands-on and friendly and also adaptable. So I think as athletes we get caught up with schedule and doing things, and we got, you know, training every day and doing different things, and you got family commitments and all that kind of stuff. But the flexibility around this course and, you know, obviously with Zoom and all that kind of stuff now, you can get really easy access and the tutors are flexible and, you know, they adjust to your need. It's really, they make it really easy to complete the session and, you know, get your certificate done. Why I came back and started it, I guess the reason, my tip to, you know, if you've started a course and you didn't finish and then you've got to come back and, you know, hit it again or whatever, I think just attacking that fear, eh? So, and it was that little person in the back of my head saying, come on, bro, you need to get out there. That's I think that's your conscience saying, bro, you need to put yourself in that vulnerable state and start doing something that you know you have to do, but it's not comfortable, it's not easy. You're gonna have to sit there for an hour and a half every day or every couple of days and do something and study and that kind of thing. So I think just having the, you know, just having the, nah, that's me, I'm gonna go get it, you know? If you started something, you finished it, like they said, you know, in training, you get knocked down, get back up, go again. Just get knocked down, get back up, go again. I think apply that to the study if you didn't finish it. Like me, I didn't finish the course a few years ago, but then I reached out and I wanted to do it again because, you know, I had that empty feeling that I started something and I didn't finish it. And, you know, I knew it was going to be hard because I remember doing the things and I was like, oof, this is way out of my comfort zone, but I'm giving it a crack. So I guess it's just attacking that fear and there's no shame in coming back either. Like, I didn't finish it and I didn't give a damn that I'm back here doing it. I'm here because I want to be here and I want to do it. I guess that's just a thing, you know. You just got to put your hand in the sky and say, put your vulnerability out on the table and just go get it, man. Hi, my name's Bodine Thompson. I play for the Toronto Wolfpack and I'm making my tomorrow better than today.